You are Locked On Phillies, your daily Philadelphia Phillies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, guys? It is Monday, May 18th, 2020. This is Locked On Phillies. I'm Tim Kelly. Today's show is brought to you by Built Bar. I'm really trying to clean up my diet right now, but I don't want to eat stuff that doesn't taste good either. And Built Bar's kind of given me the best of both worlds because they taste great, they're easy to chew, they're soft, they're covered in 100% chocolate, and they have options with or without nuts. The difference between eating this and anything that usually tastes good is that Built Bars are actually healthy for you too. They're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and they actually fill you up. Basically, they're low on things you don't want and high on things you do want. They are the perfect way to maintain or even lose weight and not hate your life while doing so. If Built Bar sounds like your type of treat, go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get $10 off your first order. That's promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. So I flipped on the TV yesterday and they were replaying a Phillies game from 2017. And within the first 10 minutes of watching, I got to see Genmar Gomez pitch out of the bullpen for the Phillies and Brock Stassi, pinch hit. We have reached the point of diminishing returns in terms of replaying old Phillies games. And I'll be honest with you, I always kind of wondered over the past 6 or 7 years since my summers have been so dedicated to, I mean, my summers have always been dedicated to watching baseball, but really covering the Phillies. I've wondered what it would be like to have a summer without baseball where I could really focus on my social life completely. Well, right now, there's no baseball, and you can't really go anywhere or do anything. So unless your social life consists of just hanging out with the people that you live with, this hasn't been a great time to experiment with that either. And frankly, I don't ever want to know anymore what it's like to have a summer without baseball. Even if it means good things for your social life, I'll pass on that. Who needs a social life? I need baseball. And as we continue to hear minutiae and debates about the between the MLB and the MLB Players Association, Bryce Harper came up with his own proposal for the season that he put out on Instagram over the weekend. And it's funny, I think Bryce Harper has actually talked more in the last 2 or 3 weeks than he did during his entire first season with the Phillies. And I do think this is kind of symbolic of he's coming out of his shell. He keeps using this phrase, I just get to be Bryce now. And I think coming to Philadelphia and just changing teams in general has allowed him to do that. Under this plan that he proposed, there would be an East and a West rather than a National League and an American League. So it would have more of an NBA feel. And under the proposal, MLB seems to, the one MLB is pushing right now, you would have Eastern teams only playing Eastern teams and the same for the West. I'm not sure you need to add everyone into the same conference to do that, but it would make figuring out different playoff series easier than if you have still a National League where eventually the West and the East are going to have to play each other. But eventually, if you're going to have a World Series this year, there's a real chance you're going to have teams from different geographic regions and different levels of coronavirus in their respective states, different levels of governments being willing to have the states open and teams coming in and out of them, and you're going to have to work that out. And that's one of the issues that I've yet to hear kind of how baseball overcomes that. Beyond that initial part, Bryce's plan, it wouldn't leave many room for off days. You'd have 31 games in July, 31 games in August, 30 games in September, 31 in October, 15 in November, and then you would have 135 total. Now, I don't think you'd be playing all 7 days. You'd have an off day, according to him, every 2 weeks on a Monday, and then to make up for that, you'd have a Sunday doubleheader where the games would be 7 innings long. I do wonder, without off days for travel and just recovery, if you would reach a point in the season where the quality of the games decreases. But in any plan, even one that only has 81 or something like that amount of games, you're going to have to jam a lot of games into a short amount of time. I don't mind the idea of doubleheaders, and I actually like the idea of doubleheaders, and I'm not opposed to trimming the length of those games to 7 innings. in this unique circumstance. Now, in the future, if baseball wanted to have a few scheduled doubleheaders every year, I'd be more than on board with that. I don't need it to go to seven innings. But again, in a situation like this, where you're trying to jam a ton of games, and that's just the regular season, into a short amount of time, you're going to have to make some sacrifices to keep players healthy and just to keep the quality of the game up. So if that's one you have to do for a season, I'm not opposed to doing that. Then again, I mean, we can talk about, I don't know, different aspects of this, whether they're realistic or unrealistic. The truth is, this is all just kind of a fun exercise because baseball submitted a plan to the Players Association. There certainly aren't going to be 135 games in 2020. There's just not enough time. But there are some things that Bryce Harper talked about in this proposal that could happen. He suggests a universal DH. Many people like myself think the DH should just become universal in some form, even in a normal season. But in a shortened season, I think it makes even more sense because you're going to need to have the ability, when you have a ton of games in a short period, to get certain veteran players, JT Realmuto and Andrew McCutchen come to mind on the Phillies, off their feet on certain days. But Realmuto is arguably your best overall player. You don't want to completely take him out of the lineup. And Andrew McCutchen's your leadoff hitter. So even if you don't want to have him play in the outfield every day, you'd like to still have his bat in the lineup. And by having a DH, you're able to do that. And John Heyman reported last week that the players are generally in favor of the universal DH. And I don't know, and I don't think anybody knows for sure, if Major League Baseball and the Players Union are going to be able to agree to a deal for a 2020 season. But if they don't, it's not going to be because they kicked and screamed over this DH thing. It appears like there's pretty strong consensus. And I know maybe from some more traditional fans, especially of National League teams, they don't want the DH at any cost. But in the baseball world and in terms of decision makers and players, I think generally I would say 75% or more are in favor of the universal DH. And I think we'll see that in 2020 and potentially just forever moving forward. We'll see what happens there. Harper suggests that you have six-man pitching rotations. I don't think that's going to happen. And he said it's no big deal if pitchers aren't interested in it, and I don't think they would be. I do think it's going to be very important, even more than normal, to have six or seven legitimate starting pitchers on your team this year, because one of the Yankees team doctors, he published a piece a couple weeks ago saying that he expects to see more injuries and more pitchers that need Tommy John surgery because they're just not operating on a normal schedule. And I do think you're going to see some guys like Max Scherzer, that with a shortened season, they may say, well, because I don't have to have the workload of 30 or 32 starts, whatever, in the regular season, I'm probably not as limited by seven innings every game. Maybe I'll try to go eight or nine every start. But those type of pitchers, A, the pitchers that have that mentality, and B, the pitchers that are good enough to have that mentality, they're very rare. For every one Max Scherzer, you have at least 50 Nick Pivetta is that you may hope figure things out, but if they have one or two bad starts to begin the season, you're going to have to pull the plug and be able to pivot to another option relatively quickly, or you're going to get buried in your playoff race. So it's going to be super important to have that type of depth on your roster. That doesn't mean you have a six-man rotation per se, but it does mean you have six or seven guys that at some point are going to make some quality starts for you during the season. The final regular season proposal that Bryce Harper suggests is that rosters go, they're actually scheduled anyway to go up from 25 to 26, but he says 30-man rosters, which I believe is what we're going to get in the 2020 season. And who knows if that won't just end up being the norm in the future. I think we are at a point where rosters need to be expanded beyond just 26. I don't know if 30 is the exact number, but the game has changed in how you use different pieces and what pieces you want to have available. It's changed. So the Players Union certainly should be in favor of it because it would give more players chances to play in the major leagues and make more money. The league, I would think, is in favor of it, certainly in 2020. So as far as the regular season, Bryce Harper has some interesting ideas. Some, I think, are more interesting than others, but it's kind of cool that he's out there putting these type of things out right now. Now, Bryce Harper's proposal for the postseason, it's where things get really interesting to me. He proposes the possibility of a 10-team postseason that has more of a tournament-like feel. You would play a three-game series against your first opponent. If you win that series, you move on to the next round. If you lose it, he says you would play in a one-game playoff against whatever team lost in another series on your side of the bracket. If you lose that one-game playoff, you're out. If you win, you get to stay alive. So Bryce Harper, he compared that plan to the College World Series. And I'll be honest, I don't necessarily want a tournament-type feel to the playoffs. I think I'm realizing I'm a postseason elitist. I liked only having four teams in each league and having longer four teams from each league and having longer series. That said, I do think this tournament would probably be more appealing to people that haven't traditionally been baseball fans, and it would become one of the greatest gambling times on the calendar every year, which that's a very important demographic to be reaching out now to expand your sport, because people will watch if they have a vested interest monetarily, and there are quite a few people, as we've seen with fantasy football, that are willing to pay a lot more attention to these leagues than they otherwise would if they're able to make money and they're able to prosper off it. And they just realize that, oh, hey, I actually like watching this genuinely too. So it's an interesting idea from that sense. Eventually, you would get to a World Series that would still be seven games, and he suggests making it more of a two-week event like the Super Bowl. I do like the idea of making it more of an event. I generally think baseball needs to improve their pop culture reach and make things feel more like an event and the place to be without it being corny and lame. I don't necessarily know that you need 2 weeks to do that. The NFL format that does that might even be played out too. One thing that a long World Series would allow you to do is you would have an All-Star game at the end of the season. You would also be able to have kind of an award ceremony, which other leagues are doing, and baseball really needs to kind of make it more like an NFL honors type thing. I'll be honest, as a sports fan, I always liked the idea of the All-Star game being in the middle of the season. It's just because it's always been. As a writer, I like having a break in July before things get too crazy for the trade deadline. But when we're debating or breaking down someone's Hall of Fame case, how stupid is it that we look at All-Star selections when the All-Star game is only a little more than halfway into the season? Just because you're an All-Star 1 year, it doesn't mean that you ended up having an All-Star caliber season. It means you had an All-Star caliber chunk of a season, or you were just the best player on a bad team, which is another debate. But I mean, Jimmy Rollins didn't even make the All-Star team the year he won the MVP. So if you had done the All-Star game voting at the end of the season, though, certainly he would have been worthy of being in that game. And it's just kind of one of those things that's always bothered me about how baseball does things, and having an All-Star game at the end of the year and picking your All-Stars at the end of the year in general, to me, it would make a lot more sense. Obviously, I don't think baseball is just going to scrap its current proposal in favor of Bryce Harper's idea, but he's one of the few marketable faces in the sport right now. And over the past few weeks, he's thrown out a bunch of really interesting ideas. The biggest to me is ending blackouts. I mean, if you live in Pennsylvania, you shouldn't pay a high price for MLB.tv, as I and just about everyone else does, and then not be able to watch the Phillies on MLB.tv, not be able to watch the Pirates, not be able to watch the Yankees, not be able to watch the Mets. That's ridiculous. I would also say baseball needs to spend a lot less time flagging people or taking accounts down on social media that are promoting their product, essentially because baseball hasn't done a good enough job doing it on its own case. And they need to spend more time creating a library of clips and just stuff throughout social media, specifically on Twitter and Instagram, that all fans and all media can share without fear that their accounts are going to get suspended. Because in the end, they're promoting your product and helping to create new fans and new debate and new banter around your sport, which is what you need if you're going to grow. Now, not all the ideas that Bryce Harper he's proposed in the last few weeks are great, but his outside-the-box idea ideas. They've been a lot more interesting to me than the ones that MLB has come up with generally over the past few years, like extra inning home run derbies or different things like that that are just ridiculous. Bryce Harper's at least had some interesting ideas that I think you can build off of and potentially institute at some point if you're smart. That's going to do it for today's show. You can follow me on Twitter at Tim Kelly Sports. Read my work on PhilliesNation.com and Radio.com. Today's show, as always, was brought to you by Built Bar. Now, tell your smart speaker to play the latest episode of Locked On Fantasy Baseball. I'll talk to you guys next time.